But the unofficial line is they are... We're recording. These mics are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Louis, did you just want to speak into yours?
Yes, hello. Hello, yes.
That sounds all right to
yes.
me.
Do you want to
check?
I can't hear.
Do you want to check? I don't know.
It
sounds right to me.
And do you want to do it again for
yeah,
me,
Yeah, how am I sounding? Am I sounding
fine.
Good? Yeah. Closer?
Bit close.
Nearer?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, no, I'm almost...
Oh, that's CD.
That's eating. That's eating it
Yeah,
now,
well,
love.
I could.
Do you want to just back up slightly?
Yeah. There we go. Lovely.
Should be fine.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't balls this up.
No, I won't swear.
Come on, Spence.
I won't
hey, listen,
swear,
you can swear if you want, because it's... Try not to, but it's a pre-record,
so we can...
No, I won't
swear, I mean, you know, like I say, I do a bit of kids monitor. No, there's lots of kids. I've had lots of kids, and I've had... I've had some letters, though. It does touch your heart. I mean, you know,
really?
Some of them aren't well in that. It does, no, it does. I'm not... I don't... You know, it makes me funny, then.
Shall we crack on? I can. I'm going
to
wear these.
Do I need to put these on?
No, you don't need to.
Oh, no, great.
You can if you want.
I don't know, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, let's see what you look like. Now, he started. This is brilliant. Dear listener, you won't be able to hear this, but Louis Spence has started dancing on the chair. A most hideous. Oh my God! Put that away. Louis, the first question.
No, stop me.
Are you gay?
No, I'm just very, very happy. There's a whole difference.
Listen, your pineapple. You can take those off if you want.
I like them. I like the accessory. I mean, if you can wear them, so can I.
They do look quite.
I might
good.
Slip them off after. It's all dependent. But I like that kind of echo. Co.
Now. Pineapple Dance Studios,
yes.
In my new favourite programme.
Yep.
I hated it when I saw the first one, being completely honest. I thought, what a load of idiots.
Yeah.
But then my missus got me to watch a second one, and suddenly I got it. And it's genius, isn't
it? Yeah, well, I mean, one, your wife is obviously genius. She's got good taste.
Stop playing to the camera and talking to the microphone.
Oh, well, stop it, but if you're going to be flashing at me like that, what's your name?
Paul.
That's Mr. Sylvester.
Yeah, I mean, zooming in and out on me like that. It's not right, is it? You know, but it's okay, as Whitney would have said. We're going to make it anyway. But, yeah, no, the programme. You know, Whitney, it's not right.
But it's okay.
I'm going to make that's it. When Bobby was out, obviously. Well, anyway,
okay,
not
yes.
about Whitney. It's not about
it's
Bobby.
It's about you.
Even though, I know, but I did meet Whitney in the Bahamas with Emma Bunton when we went on a free holiday. A holiday programme. I did. I sat in a limousine with her. I did her
did
and Bobby
you?
Brown. There was an entourage of 10 people.
Yeah.
And literally, they said, do you want a lift? We thought they were going to get in. When we got in, there's only room for four. She kicked her shoes off and had Mickey Mouse socks on, I remember.
I met Daniel Bedingfield once.
So did I, at a studio. Didn't he... No, is his sister the other? What's his sister?
His sister's the...
Anyway,
Natasha.
Look, that's not as good as Whitney, is it, baby?
No.
I've done Whitney, all
right.
And then you went on to Benefield. Forget that, darling. Let's get back on to me. I'm
it's
more current.
It's the Spence.
Yes.
What was the question?
About the show, I'm sure it was, or about me. It's
something.
About the show being fabulous.
Yes, that
yeah,
was it.
No, the show is fabulous. I mean,
yes.
I think it's fabulous because it's just a happy show with lots of happy people. And it's real. It's reality that's really real.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is it like that all the time in Pineapple Dance Studios? Because that must just be exhausting for everyone.
It is like that, but it's not exhausting.
Right.
I mean, it keeps you in shape, doesn't it? I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm 41 in April. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Are you really 41?
No, yeah. Look, I'm going to stand up. I'm coming away from the mic now.
Okay.
They're going to get
okay.
this on the camera.
Okay.
But no, I'm proud of this.
Woo!
Come on, look at that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I mean, stop it. I mean, 41, and you're saying...
Look at this. I'm 36.
Yeah, see, you need to come and work on reception, darling. I'll get that into shape. Yeah, we are. It is really that full on all the time, because you have to remember the type of people that come through the doors. They are all theatrical, actors, singers, dancers. We're in the heart of the West End, the heart of theatre land. You know, it's... You start off at 8:30 in the morning. Well, I start at 7:30. I'm off at the gym for half hour from 7:30 to 8. Shower from 8 to 8:15. Quick walk to work, 15 minutes, and that's it. From 8:30, I'm on. So at 8:30, we get an auditionee coming in. That's your first one. Then we'll have someone like, I don't know, someone like Disney in 100 people. And by midday, when you've had about 1,000 people pass through all those theatricals, you can't help but take it on board.
Yeah.
And by the end of the day, yes, I am backflipping down Covent Garden, and I can't help myself. I mean, if I go into Marx's and there's a bit of music, Marx's on the corner, or if I pop in anywhere, I can't help myself. I just can't help but move and dance. And that's like everyone in the building. Well, I suppose not everyone.
I meant to have some music set up, but I haven't got any.
No,
I wanted you to...
And I'm not singing, not with this speech impediment.
Oh,
sorry,
bless.
Darling, no.
But there is one shot in the Pineapple Dance Studios that has upset me hideously.
Yeah, go on.
It's the one where you're virtually licking your own bum. You've got your leg up.
Yeah.
And it's... How do you do that, man? That's
easily.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I've been doing it since I was about 5. What happened was, my mum wanted the morning off on Saturday, so my two sisters went dancing, and she sent me as well.
Yeah.
It's like when she sent us to Christian camp. We're not even Christians, because she wanted to go to Bendorn for a week. But, you know, it's the same kind of thing. But anyway, what happened, it was true. And she shouldn't have sent us because my sister used to wet the bed. And she used to, no, it wasn't funny because when we went to Christian camp, like I say, we weren't even Christians. And what happened was her tent, she would always have a sleeping bag hanging out with a wee stain on it. And like my mum and dad are in Benidorm for the week. And they talk in tongues and everything, the Christians, when they were like that on camp. Anyway, back to me.
Yes, please.
Yeah, no. The thing is, like I say, so I went dancing when I was a very young age.
Yes.
And I think it's... I've always done it all my life.
Yeah.
And I was naturally loose.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Yes, I know. No, stop it.
Steady.
Yeah.
Make your own jokes at home.
Yeah, you stop zooming in and out now. Anyway, yeah, I was always naturally loose. So the thing was, for me, it's something that I never really had to try at. So I know that for some people, when they see me do it at nearly 41 in April, it's pretty amazing. But, you know, like I say, it's just one of my natural abilities.
Now, so just have a brief CV of Louis Spence, your career. Tell us it very briefly.
Okay.
When I say briefly, I mean less than 15 minutes.
Babe, you said brief. I'll make it really brief.
Okay.
I mean, I went to a local dance school. Then I went to Italia Conti stage school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, which was really good fun. Yeah. I didn't really learn how to do anything apart from, I suppose, be camp. Well, I suppose allowed to be gay at 12. And tap dance. And then I left there and I went to another school called London Studio Centre.
Yeah.
And another place called Bodyworks Dance Company, which is absolutely fabulous, with a wonderful teacher called Teresa Kerr. And then on leaving there, I went straight into the original cast of Miss Saigon.
Okay.
Which was absolutely fabulous. I was the youngest in the cast.
Did you have to sing in that, though?
Well, no. Well, I really got the part on... There was an acrobatic part where you had to tumble down the stage.
Yeah.
And I was pretty quick and pretty nimble. So, yeah I got it from my flips, really, and my high kicks.
Yeah.
Because I've never been known for my singing.
Okay.
Because then also, okay, so after that, then I did more pop. I was versatile, you see. Some people just do musical theatre, not me. I did everything. I did musical theatre and I did pop and commercial.
Yeah.
So I did people like, you know, E17. I did Take That in 95.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not, first time round. Take
That
classic.
Yeah, that was the first time round. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, the classic, absolutely. Then Robbie left.
Yeah.
And then I did lots of other bits in between of pop stuff, you know, did a bit of Bjorg, you know, loads of smash hit stuff, all of that. And then I was a Spice Boy. I did the Spice Girls World Tour, which was absolutely amazing.
Did
then
you
Jerry
really?
Left. I don't know if it's something to do with me.
Yeah, but hang on. So Robbie left.
Robbie left
because of you.
It wasn't because of me. I didn't do anything to him. Hang on. Now listen, I'm going to get back to my CV. But talking about Robbie, right? No, listen to this.
I'm listening.
No, I dare to gasp the word celebrity about myself. Stop me. But listen. So no, I'm out last night. Okay.
Yes.
Kate Moss.
Oh yeah.
Wanted me to meet me. She's a huge fan.
Yeah.
And although I'm far too busy doing reality. Really, I squeezed her in. I said, Kate.
Yeah.
I'll squeeze you in.
Yeah.
So. I'm out with Kate. While I'm out with Kate, Miss Bunton, Emma, that is to you, or, you know, anyone who's close to her like me. So then Emma texts me. She's out at some gig with, well, Robbie's doing this private little gig somewhere in the West End.
Yeah.
About, I don't know, just a few friends and celebs.
What is going on?
No, you're going to get, because you mentioned Robbie Williams, leave and take that. So this is where we're going.
This is my fault. Okay,
so,
sorry, yes.
Then Robbie.
Yes.
So then Robbie mentions why he's doing this on stage. He mentions me.
Did he really?
Robbie Williams mentioned me. He said, are you watching Pineapple Studios? Have you seen that guy? And mentions me. So I've got... I'm dinnering with Kate Moss.
Yeah.
I've got Emma Bunton texting me.
Yeah.
And I've got Robbie Williams mentioning me. This is all in the space of 10 minutes in the West End. I mean, now really, do I dare to gasp the word celebrity? I think I can for one night.
A round of applause, I think.
Anyway, okay, but yes.
Can I just say, celebrity, we have had these people work here, by the way. They're not just competition winners. So they're begging me to let them, let's come and see Louis. Please, let's come. I was going, no, he won't like it. He's very timid. He's very quiet. He doesn't want an audience.
No, but I'm loving it.
They've paid me £20 each to come
down
and watch this.
No, that's 20 quid.
Yes.
No, I say the word celebrity, I say it very loosely. I mean, come on, what is that word? It's such a, isn't it really, a pile of old crap.
Oh, you're a star at the moment, though. You're a star, definitely.
Yeah, at the moment. Listen, like I say, I'm 41. Well, I'm not 41 yet. I try and push it on because I think then it makes me look better.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 41 in April. I've been in the industry all my life, in a sense, and I've been fortunate to do some wonderful stuff, like with going around the world with the Spice Girls, Take That, all that kind of stuff. So being in that environment of real celebrities and seeing how it works and, you know, how you're dismissed when you're just, like, you know, the person walking behind and you get the door shut on you.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
All that kind of stuff. So what's happening to me now from this reality show, it's become like this kind of cult thing and everyone's like being so positive to me, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But my reality is that I work at Pineapple Dance Studio as the artistic director. That's my job. That's what pays my wage. I live in a housing association flat and I've got a Hyundai i10 with 5 years warranty, may I add. Because I did know what I did. I scrapped my other car. It's the Escort XR3i white with a spoiler.
That doesn't sound like a Louis Spence type of car.
No. What? The XR3i white with a spoiler?
That's a bit rude boy, isn't it?
Oh, no. Well, it was my brother brother-in-law's actually, and it even had a bass drum in the back as well. I know,
really?
Stopped me when I was
driving
in
terrible.
It. Terrible. Yeah, boom, boom, yeah, what happened? Boom, boom.
How could you drive when you've got that much bass and drum behind
you?
Oh,
believe
just
no, believe me. Listen, I can drive with anything behind me, darling. Don't you worry about
okay.
me. But yeah, so anyway, so yeah, that's my reality. Like saying yeah. about celebrity and all that, it's all great. But my reality is where I am at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's all good and I'm loving it. And like,
Harry
coming...
Hill must have been fun. You've been on that a few times.
Yeah, it's really good fun. And he's such a nice guy.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, he's so generous
yeah.
with, like when I went on the show, what I thought was really nice about him was when I've watched the show, a lot of people from reality shows, like I say, what go on there, I don't mean are untalented.
Well, they're just normal people that can't do anything.
Exactly. And I think that what's different about our shows, we are people who are in the industry which have one kind of a talent, whether it's a singer,
yeah.
an actor, a dancer, or whatever. And I by him taking me on the show, he didn't use me as a prop.
Yeah.
He used me as an equal, in a sense, which I thought was really generous
yeah, yeah.
of him. And like I say, he's had me back for the... I'm back on it again this week.
Fantastic.
I've done it for 3 weeks, but it's the last one now, so I'm not going to go back on.
It's
not
shame.
Bad, the money either, can I say. You just slip in and out the beeb for a couple of hours. I tell you, it's 2 months' rent. Honestly, I was like, yes, Harry, I will be coming back.
Fantastic. Now, so let's quickly go through the others, the minor characters yep. in Pineapple Dance Studios. There's you.
Yes.
Who's the other guy, the choreographer?
It's Mark Battershell.
He's very good, isn't
he? He's really, really good.
He seems normal and sane. What's
yeah,
he doing there?
He is. Well, I mean, he's there because he is normal and sane.
Right.
You need to have like a variety of people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's normal and sane to a point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you get him in a rehearsal room and you're messing up one of his routines,
he goes mental.
Then he's not really so normal
yeah.
and sane. He's not like, you know, he wouldn't speak to the dancers as, you know, a boss in a company where you have to be all PC.
Yeah.
It'd be like, look, bitch, you either get your fat ass in shape or you're out. You know, so there's
you
that...
can't do that anywhere these
no,
days.
You
that's
can't.
Brilliant
but
that
you can do
that
it in
there.
A dance
Fantastic.
Studio because that's the reality. And, you know, when you are a dancer or a performer like that, that's how you're brought up. You know, you
yeah.
have to, you've got to be tough.
Yeah.
There's so many rejections. So, but Mark's great and his choreography's fabulous. He's so dedicated.
Yeah.
And, you know, what he's done with the Pineapple Dance Group, which is the troupe what we put together,
yeah, saw that
is
one,
amazing.
Yeah.
It's a really great group of really special dancers. So, yeah, Mark, I've got a lot of time for. He's really good.
Who's the chap, the Starman chap?
Starman Andrew.
Now, what he steady.
Stop it.
Steady.
No,
don't you start it.
No, I'm not.
Good.
You did.
I'm stopping it.
All right.
But. So he doesn't work there. He just comes and rents space out
yeah.
there, does
well,
he?
Well, with all of our teachers, what they do is they come and hire the space from us. They're
right.
all independent.
Oh, okay, right.
So they're not employed by us. We
okay.
don't pay them from Pineapple. They come in and they hire the space directly from us.
Yeah.
We advertise them on our website and everything. So Andrew's been a teacher there, I suppose. It must be 8 or 10 years.
Yeah.
He's one of our teachers, but... his teaching was funding his real love, which is to become a pop star.
Starman, the pop group,
yeah.
Yeah,
Starman. And, like, I'm sure any of you have watched the show, have seen Andrew's, he is show business. He is, it's not the X Factor, the It Factor, and he's got more foundation than Justin Timberlake.
Does he believe all of those
yes.
things he says, or is he playing
yes.
up to the camera?
Nope,
wow.
absolutely not.
Wow.
100%, it is his true belief. This is his dream,
yeah.
and he will live it.
He
is living it. And, like, you know, people are coming up saying, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, they think he's going to do a kind of Chico time song,
yeah.
which is an absolute insult to
yeah.
him, because in his world and his reality, which I don't think is a bad thing. I'm going to give him a bit of credit here. I think that he's not out there, you know, like, you know, selling drugs to kids on the street or banging old ladies over the head.
No.
He's got a dream and he's following
yeah.
it. And I think if I had a child, it would be, you know, if you've got a dream, you know, be inspired
Hang
by
on,
this person to follow. I know there's a limit when you should stop.
Are you saying that if he weren't in Starman, he'd be banging old ladies over the head to feed? What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying it happens, doesn't it?
It does.
This is what I'm saying is there's a lot of it going on out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
So people can look upon him as, you know, somebody who's like an absolute freak and he
yeah.
needs to, you know, wake up to reality.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the fact that he's living a dream, and there's not a bad thing with living a dream.
You're right,
you know,
about
so
that.
So that's what I'm saying.
I did enjoy it when you bollocked them for the smoke machine.
Oh, do you
that
know
was,
what?
What were they thinking? The alarm's going off. Can we do it for another 10 minutes? There's an alarm going
no,
off.
But what they did, I mean, they edited it. What there was, I mean, we have hundreds of people coming in and out the building
yeah.
every day. We're a public building,
yeah.
okay? They want to tape up the fire alarm. The fact that it was half term and we had hundreds of kids in there as well makes no difference, kids or adults. But the fact is, can we tape up the fire alarm? I'm like, no. Why not? Because the building could burn
it's
down.
It's a fire alarm, you idiots. What do you think? think?
I mean, literally, well, like I say, it was cut out what I said, and I can't even say it on the radio.
Say it now,
No, I wasn't high kicking and flipping, and honestly, this impediment of mine got going so fast that they were swimming in spit. Honestly, I was that angry.
I did enjoy seeing you being quite forceful. That was nice to see the darker side of Louis Spence.
Oh, no, there is, I don't know. I meant a dark shade of pink. It's not quite that.
It's kind of a mauve.
Yeah, it's a mauve.
And the lady who can't shut her eyes properly, what's her name?
Trisha.
Trisha?
Yeah, Trish!
I feel sorry for her.
Well, I wouldn't feel sorry for her. I think she's, you know, I think she's quite aware of what she's doing.
Right.
Yeah, I think maybe she's just been a bit overtoxed and a bit overfrozen, and maybe it's frozen a bit of her brain. Although, between you, me, and these three, and him zooming in and out on me, closer. on show two, when she walked in, I did mention, because me and my mum went for some Botox.
Yeah, me and Pat went.
I took Pat along. Well, my mum wanted to face
Harley
it.
Harley Street.
Yeah, we went to Harley Street. I'm going to Harley Street, get paralysed in Harley Street. You've got to make a song or dance about it, haven't you? Especially if you're going to have some botulism put in your face. You better sing and dance about it while you can, because I tell you, when you come out, you've got no expression. So I was making the most before I got in. Anyway, so me and Pat went for some. You know why? Because we got it free. Really? I said to my mum, look, you know, they said, what do you do outside of here? I said, I don't. I go home. I'm on the sofa at 6.
Yeah.
I do London tonight at 6:30, the one show at 7, Bath at 7:30 to 8, then I do EastEnders or something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do anything. My life is pineapple. They wanted me to get out of pineapple. I said, fine, Pat needs some Botox.
Yeah.
We'll get it done free. So we popped down to Harley Street, got her paralysed, got me paralysed. She was trying to get a cheap facelift as well. I said, pop to Poland. But anyway, the thing is, what I'm getting to is that Trisha said to me, I said in show 2, I said, Trisha, I said, oh, I don't want Botox to look like her. Well, apparently she was going to come in and have words with me because she ain't had Botox. I said, well, if she ain't had Botox, then I ain't gay.
She hasn't had Botox, but she's like, that.
Oh, listen, she's so frozen. I mean, literally, she looks like she's been put in the deep freeze. I mean, it's a worry, isn't it?
Her eyes must be sore because she just can't shut them the whole time.
No, she can't. It's not a good look. I mean, it's constantly surprised, isn't it? And I only have that look when I'm really surprised, you know, and that's when my breath's taken away.
I guess you're all right to stick around, are you? You haven't got work or anything you need to do? Cause...
No, they're like me.
They're good.
They do their job so well, you see. You don't even know they're doing it. That's why they like me, you see, because they understand me. They don't need to ask the question of what do I do.
Louis, I don't think anybody understands.
Do you not?
I think that's a very foolish thing to say.
Part
of the genius of the programme is Michael Burke.
Oh,
Michael Burke to do the voiceover. Whoever came up with that is a mastermind.
Well, it wasn't that. No, it was. Listen, I'm not joking. It wasn't Michael Burke, but I've had a lot to do with this.
Right.
You know, I had a lot of say.
Yeah.
So I said to them, who were they talking about? Oh, they were talking about Bill Nye or whatever. Is it Nye?
Bill Nye.
Anyway, they're speaking about him and everything. And I said, listen, I like him. I've seen him. Was he in Love Actually?
Yeah, something like that.
And he did a Christmas one. Did he something where he was an old rock star?
Yeah.
What's always on at Christmas?
Still Crazy or something.
Something like
that.
Yes. Anyway, I said, no. I said, look, I know. I said, but he's got that comic voice. I said, we need something. I said, because there's a lot of happiness in it. Call it camp if you like.
Yeah.
Call it gay.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it doesn't bother me.
No.
I said, but there's a lot of flamboyancy, shall we say, for argument's sake,
show. Flamboyancy.
I said, so what we need something very serious and very straight.
Yeah.
And now I didn't mean a bricklayer and I didn't mean a plumber.
Yeah.
Although we've had the fireman in a couple of times to see me, which was very nice. So I said, what about a newsreader? Then they went off and got Michael Burke, which is Pulse, the production company, not me.
Yeah.
But so really, I will take the credit for that.
You should do, from that story, it seems that you should
And I will.
You're like a sexual weapon, you are.
I am.
Just constantly
firing. Stop it.
No, you're just constantly firing.
Really,
I'm married and straight, but I'm thinking of turning.
Well,
now.
Listen,
there's so much gay in this room.
I've had emails saying that you are my husband's gay crush. I've had the firemen from Blue Watch or whatever it is in Soho come in when I was standing there with some gorgeous girls banging on the window, actually.
You're doing what?
Well, I was standing with some... I wasn't banging.
Oh, I thought something you were banging
The firemen were banging on the window, darling. Crikey. I was just standing next to the gorgeous girls. And so I thought, well, what do they want? They want in their uniform at this point. Anyway, so they're pointing at me saying, we want the photo with you.
Yeah.
So I slip out of the room because I've got heat with me at the moment.
Yes.
They're taking photographs, so I'm doing a 4-page spread. Anyway, so I've got heat on the back of me, snapping me. No, listen, no, this is God's honest truth. This is the God's honest truth. So I've got heat with me, snapping me. I've got the two firemen at the door and I'm standing with the beautiful girls. And I said, right, get me out there as quick as lightning. So I got out there and they said to me,
yes,
we want a photograph of you. I said, what, with me? They said, yeah. I said, not the girls. They said, you.
You
and they
yes.
said, we are the firemen from Soho. We've been watching you all night. I was like, Heat, get a shot of this. I said, piss on me, boys. I'm on fire. No, literally, I made them get their badges out and I said, snap it.
And honestly, did they piss on you?
They didn't
piss on me.
Piss on
you.
They
That's a shame.
That would have been great. Because we've just had a new carpet laid downstairs.
Okay, and that would have been inappropriate.
So that was it. You know,
that's the only thing that stopped
them. Because
we've
got new change rooms. I don't know if you've seen that already. So we've just had the carpet
right,
laid.
Right, okay.
I mean, they were ready to get the hoses out and
carpet.
I said, no.
No.
I said, stop it. It's a family show. And I said, we've got kids in the building. It's half term.
Yes, wait till it's term time.
I said, I'll pop up to the station. You can put a bin bag down and piss on me. No, stop it. You can cut that out. You can cut that out. That's not right. That's not family. It's not nice. I've only seen those kind of things on film. Although
I've not even seen those. I saw one film, actually.
Yeah, because people think that gay people, you know, are very sordid and sexually do all of these kind of things and sleep around. They're not.
No.
I'm married. A civil partnership. I've been for 2 years. I've been with my partner for 10 years. I've only been with 5 people. You know.
Well, congratulations.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I know. I should be. I should be congratulated, really. I feel as though I've missed out a bit coming to 41. But instead of buying a big car, I've got a Hyundai i10.
Oh, Hyundai i10. There you go.
You know, some people buy big cars, don't you? But you know what that means, girls, don't you? Yeah, doesn't it?
Tiny fingers.
Exactly. Same with big feet. There's never a surprise.
How far are... hang on, I've got size 10. What does that say?
It doesn't mean anything, babe. It can mean you could get a surprise if you're lucky, but honestly, normally it's a disappointment.
Oh.
Yeah. It just means you've got big feet.
I think Louis Spence has just refused my advances. Disappointing. Disappointing.
No, I only do it when the red light's off.
Okay.
I've been media trained a bit.
We will wrap up in a second, but how far in advance is it? When was all this filmed?
Okay, well, what happened was we started, I think we started in October.
Yeah.
And originally, we should have been finished. We were only meant to do 6 shows.
Yeah.
So Sky had commissioned, 7 shows.
Yeah.
And after the commissioners at Sky, I think it's the commissioners, I don't know, commissioners, ADs, PDs, VDs, I don't know, they've all got a bleeding title, haven't they, in TV?
They're all made up, these titles in TV, they mean nothing.
Exactly, and that's what I mean. My titles are real titles and I really work, they do nothing.
Yes.
You know, anyway, so they were only meant to do 6 shows. The commissioners, whoever, when the first 2 shows were ready, they see them and said, you know what, we really like this Latsy. They said, you know what, we really like him. But I'm not going to... No, they said not.
The Louis Spence show must be coming at some point
as well.
Is.
But but that would be a whole other interview. Yeah, it is, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, yes.
For Sky? The stuff you can't say? Is it like a chat show? Chat show format?
Very, very different. I mean, yes. I've already done
it. I've
already done it. All I can say, I've already done the pilot, and I was in a shower putting olive oil up my hoop while Emma Bunton was sitting on the toilet having a cup of tea. So all I would say, we were having a chat, but I was actually, because I used olive oil because I had eczema, you see. I used all those
cold foam creams. I don't want to know this.
No, I had eczema.
I don't want to know.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you, because I had eczema, and what happened was, if you used olive oil, it got rid of it. So anyway, I was in the shower, Emma popped round, so I happened to be doing the olive oil, boop, up the hoop, before you know it, she was on the toilet.
You had eczema up your hoop?
No, I didn't, but when I do the olive oil, I just put it everywhere.
But if it's on the finger, it's... Anyway.
Yes. But anyway, so yes, there is something like that coming. There is something like that coming, and it's very different. And even for me, when I watched it, I did laugh because I thought, yeah, that was quite funny. But anyway, back to how the show's...
there was a question there somewhere, wasn't there?
See, I don't forget.
No, you're good.
I may drift off,
you're
but
good.
I get straight back.
I get straight back. Yes.
So there was originally going to be 6 shows. The commissioners see the shows. After 2 of them, they said, you know what, went more of these. So they made 13.
Yeah.
So we're actually filming the last show now. What happened is finish the last show this Friday.
Yeah.
And then from Monday... Monday, next Monday,
yes.
That whole week, we're getting ready for the show at the O2. We're doing a big show at the O2 at the Indigo, which I'm hosting.
That's going to be brilliant.
Oh, no, honestly, I am literally cacking my pants for that a bit because I haven't rehearsed anything.
You'll be great.
No, but the thing is, I haven't rehearsed anything because I've been doing so much filming in reality.
Yeah.
So it really is going to be me in front of 3,000 people at the O2, like hosting the show where Andrew's going to be on Trisha, cheerleaders, everyone who's been in the show is going to do the show.
Brilliant.
And in between them getting changed, obviously I'm going to come on and do, you know, host it. But like I say, I'm just going to all have to be off the cuff.
Well, one of your little links could be you doing your Butch impression, because
that would fill five minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's depending who's on stage with me. You know, it tends to drop, especially if there's someone quite cute. I start Butch, but then I just get carried away and the Queen just comes screaming out. So I don't know, about 5 minutes. But that's what's going to happen. We're going to do the O2 show next Friday, which you're more than welcome to come along to.
I'm there, Louis, definitely. Yeah. Thank you very much. You don't take dance lessons, do you?
Sorry?
Sorry. Stop doing that.
You're just zooming in again.
You don't teach dance lessons.
No, I haven't got the patience. I mean, I did. I mean, I have, and I will do for very special people. But the thing is that...
I want to come in for a lesson, is what I'm banging on. Me and my producer, Eloise, want to come in for a lesson. Come on.
Are you saying you're special?
I'm special.
How special?
Very special.
All right, then.
Can
just for you. All right,
yes!
No, I will for you.
Come on, Louis.
I'll make an exception. But no, I don't normally because, like I say, you know, I haven't really got the patience.
Yeah.
When I danced, it was all about me, and that's how I liked it.
Can I show you my stuff?
No, yeah, go on.
Okay,
no, well, go on. Give me a quick 1-2.
Now, this isn't anything I've rehearsed.
No,
this
okay,
is just,
fine.
This is just... let's move this out of the way. This is just off the cuff, okay? This is inspired by you,
okay,
sir. So...
Yeah. You wouldn't mind, you don't do yourself an injury there.
I'm out of breath already.
No, literally. I can tell you, if you could see the way he's undulating here, honestly. Actually,
That's not bad, is it?
It's not bad. Actually, I am a bit inspired to teach you. No, that's quite nice. But I'll tell you, it'll be on one condition.
Go on.
That you're going to be in a nice tight support strap and a pair of ballet tights.
You've got it. I'm there.
Fabulous. Great. No, listen, if he's there like that, then I'm there.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you so much for coming in.
I've had so much fun.
Genuinely brilliant programme, and I'm so out of breath. I can't finish. Can you wrap up for us?
It was a really great show, and it's really great to be here. And like I say, don't forget to watch All of Us on Pineapple Dance Studio, 6 o'clock on Sky One HD. And if any of you want to pop along to the O2 next Friday, then you're more than welcome, because this young man's coming. That's if he doesn't split his groin in my class.
I'm there, but I think I bruised one of my balls.
I can sort that out.
Louis Spence, thank you so much. That was perfect.